Revolution is coming to South Africa, and the strategic metals to the Western world will be cut off. Manufacturing will come to a screeching halt. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolfshine.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 21, verses 9 through 19, quote, "At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, 'When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified. These things must first come to pass, but the end will not be at once.' Then he said to them, 'Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be great earthquakes in various places, and pestilence and famines, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all of these things, they will arrest you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, dragging you before kings and governors for my name's sake. It shall lead to your bearing witness. Resolve therefore in your hearts not to meditate beforehand how you are to make your defense. For I myself will give you utterance and wisdom, which all your adversaries will not be able to resist or gainsay. But you will be delivered up by your parents and brothers and relatives and friends, and some of you they will put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. Yet not one hair of your head shall perish. By your patience you will win your souls.'" Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lucan at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on October 5th, 1985. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
High in the sky, directly over Our Lady's statue, there is the most beautiful shadings of blue and pink intermingled. And now these colorings, which only bordered when I first noticed them, the hue of them, they were only bordering the outside of the trees that lead from the left to the right side of the Excedra. But high up in the sky, I see beautiful cascading of banners. They are beautiful banners of blue and yellow, a golden yellow color, and also pink. I know that the blue and pink coloring will signify the arrival of Jesus and Our Lady. Yes, now, if you look high into the sky, there will be several others who will see. High in the sky, about a good 20 feet over Our Lady's statue, the sky is opening up. It's absolutely beautiful. And I see as it grows wider in circumference, the light is like looking through a pane of glass that has diamonds set in somewhere within the glass to radiate outwards. And these radiating star-like diamonds are beginning to now disintegrate from the circle and are coming out in a million pieces each, it looks like. That's the only way I can explain the explosion of these beautiful star-like diamonds coming from the year circle. It seems as though heaven is saying, now this is an occasion of great joy. Our Lady now is coming forward first. Jesus has stopped. He was coming down as I was directed to tell you what there is about us this evening. Now, Jesus is coming down in back of Our Lady. Our Lady has descended first, and she's looking up now and pointing toward the sky. And Jesus also has taken his right hand and is pointing up to the sky on the left side. High up in the sky, I see a very large globe. It's a globe of the world. It's becoming very illuminated. And as Our Lady turns frantically, she is waving to a side of the globe. And she's going over with approval from Jesus. She had asked him. I couldn't hear what she was saying, but I could hear the drone like of a voice. And Jesus is nodding yes to go over. Our Lady is approaching the globe of the earth. It is an actual globe, as though taken from space, that only heaven could present to us this evening. Our Lady is pointing to Africa. I see Africa with the blackness starting in the southern part and going up and up. And there will be also great warfare in Africa, famine and warfare, droughts. Oh, my children, all of these, with wars included, are allowed to come upon you so that you may understand and learn the hard way that there is a God, one who could stop the massacres, one who could stop all the suffering upon earth. However, it is a test for all mankind. For by this test, many shall be cleansed. Oh, my children, my desperate children, I hear your voices coming up to us, and my mother sheds tears of pity for you. Look, my children, beyond where my mother is standing. Look carefully, and you will see the globe of the world as it starts to turn, and now it stops on a massive nation. I see men in uniform doing what appears to be a goose step. That is the only way I can explain it. And now I see them marching, six abreast, row after row, across nations and countries. Now Our Lady is motioning to me and touching her lips. Our Lady is saying, this, my child, is reason for a dirge. For this nation of Russia shall bring much sorrow to the world. In many years past, I begged of you to convert Russia. But instead, there is a fear of Russia that should not be. There is only one individual to fear in your world. And that could be, my child and my children, the fear of an angry God. My children, understand us. We do not come with messages to upset you or to make you afraid of us. That is not necessary. All you have to do is think and use your hearts, not just your head. I say not just your head, for the scientists and those who are in charge of the souls of your children are implanting in these souls dark seeds of hate and envy and the need for materialism. Oh, my children, I could repeat over and over again the sins that make it a world of destruction for those who are trying to stay on the narrow road to heaven while all obstacles are placed in his way.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Pope John Paul, in his Easter 1998 message to the world, said, "We bear witness to Jesus' death and resurrection, especially to the men and women of our time, caught up in fractional strife and slaughter, which reopened the wounds of ethnic rivalries, and in different parts of every continent, especially in Africa and in Europe, are now sowing in the earth the seed of death and new conflicts for a sad tomorrow," unquote. Here's an interesting article from the April 1998 American Legion magazine. The title of the article is "Red Storm Rising." "Expect South Africa to be the next trouble spot to grab the attention in Washington," Dr. William Stearman, formerly of the National Security Council, warns that communists are moving to seize control, which could result in white citizens and foreign investments leaving Africa, South Africa. Stearman has this advice for American businessmen: don't invest in South Africa unless you can get your money back in 3 or 4 years. After that, he warns, South Africa could become a full-fledged socialist state with all major industries nationalized. Although Stearman served in Republican administrations, his concerns are getting more bipartisan attention now that South African president has given a tough speech attacking white-run opposition parties, media outlets, and foreign companies. "This was a shot across the bow," Stearman says. Stearman briefed President George Bush about Mandela's organization, the African National Congress, a black nationalist movement whose president has now been turned over to Thabo Mbeki, the deputy president of the country of South Africa. Stearman claims the ANC is communist-controlled, a fact that is swept under the rug by the U.S. media, unquote. Here is an important fact that is not realized by many. The Western world receives strategic metals only available from South Africa. If these strategic metals are cut off, we will not be able to manufacture automobiles, airplanes, computers, missiles, and so on. On March 18, 1977, Veronica saw this vision. She says, "Now Jesus is going backward into the sky. He's pointing with his right hand up over the right side of the sky, and there is appearing a very large globe, a ball-like globe, with a cross upon it. And over the right side is what appears to be a stone figure, but I don't know what it means. It looks like an iron cross with a swastika in the center of it. One of these figures, swastikas, in the center of the iron cross. And then, over on the left side, as you pass the ball with the cross on top of it, on the left side, is the hammer and the sickle, the sign of communism and slavery. Now the hammer and sickle is now floating. It seems to have lost its moorings. It's floating over Our Lady statue, and now I can see the whole continent of Africa. The hammer and sickle, it now is floating down. It's in a southern part of Africa. Now I see it going north, and I see blackness. Oh, it's like a continent going into darkness. It's very frightening looking sight. I see people fighting. I see nuns running, priests running, and I see mothers with children running. They're both black, they're white, they're running. and I see now red flags over the buildings, menacing-looking blood-red flag, unquote. These Last Days Ministries is on the Internet at www.tldm, which stands for These Last Days Ministries, .org. We have the prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, directives from heaven, miraculous pictures, this radio program, and much, much more. Now on the Internet, you can hear the actual original audio recordings of many of the messages received by Veronica from Jesus and Mary. We also have special prophecy reports on current and future floods, UFOs, the newly reported gigantic pistol star fireball, and much more. Write this address down to share with your family and friends. It's www.tldm.org. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt very soon at St. Robert Bellarmine Church, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building as she has promised. We also ask that you pray that we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. With the increase of floods, earthquakes, tornadoes that are now happening, the idea of emergency preparedness is spreading rapidly among those waking up to the reality of today's chaotic weather and business climate. This is why Making the Best of Basics book was written. Over 350,000 copies of earlier editions have been sold, and it has become the standard in food storage and family preparedness. It includes worksheets to determine which items and how much to store for your family. Making the Best of Basics has been revised and greatly expanded and updated. It has almost 100 additional pages of charts, tables, and recipes. It is the most comprehensive single volume ever compiled on home food storage. Most important of all, it has 80 yellow pages listing suppliers of preparedness supplies in the U.S. and Canada. Peace of mind follows preparation. Let Making the Best of Basics do what it has already done for more than a generation, making preparation both possible and manageable, and give your loved ones a measure of security in an uncertain world. I urge each and every listener to prepare now. Not when it's convenient, but do so now. Don't delay any longer. Get your spiritual relationship right with God and prepare for emergencies and natural disasters. Store water, food, blankets, blessed candles, and other supplies for emergencies. This is one book of a kind, Making the Best of Basics. It is available for $20 plus $4 shipping and handling, and can be ordered today from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard or Visa and call, or American Express and call 616-698-6448. Get this book first and get going now. It is better to be ready 6 months too early than a day too late. The book titled Making the Best of Basics for $20 plus $4 shipping and handling. The Bayside prophecies tell us there will be great disturbances in nature. On September 6, 1975, Our Lady said, "Man does not recognize the warnings from the Eternal Father. There shall be great disturbances of nature. There shall be floods, earthquakes, and great loss of life. Pray that this destruction does not come close to your families. Many children shall die." On July 15, 1972, Our Lady said, quote, "There will be great devastation among you. You do not recognize the hand of your God. How many disturbances of nature shall we send upon you before the cataclysm?" Unquote. On November 1st, 85, St. Michael appeared to Veronica and said, quote, "My child and my children, your world is heading for a great catastrophe. Earthquakes will increase. Floods will increase. There will be much weeping and gnashing of teeth throughout the world as calamity upon calamity befalls mankind. And why? Because you do not listen to the Queen of Heaven, who has come to you as the Queen of Peace to bring the world back from the cataclysm it is facing. Unquote. The prophecies you heard earlier in the program were given on October 5th, 1985. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine, from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners again. Now, my first testimony here is from a nun in India to Our Lady of the Roses. A few months back, I sent my petition to be put on the altar of Our Lady of the Roses Shrine. I requested some rose petals, medals, and rosaries. I received a thick packet containing plenty of literature about the happenings at the shrine and a shower of rose petals blessed by Jesus and rosaries and medals as well, with a letter from Our Lady's workers. I thank you with all my heart for the wonderful gift and so generously sent. Ever since I received the packet, I have been distributing the papers and sacramentals to all those who come to see me. As I am in an invalid myself, confined to my room, I wish to write of a striking incident of conversion. A father of six children, who is a teacher, had taken to bad drinking habits during the past 5 or 6 years. As soon as he got his pay every month, he would spend it in drinking and paying the debt of his previous month. He had no sense of responsibility whatsoever. I gave a rose petal and Our Lady's medal to his daughter. She gave them to him, and from that time onward, there was a definite change in him. He has given up his drinking habit completely and is now a very responsible head of the family. His wife and children are very grateful to Jesus and our Blessed Mother. They can hardly believe this wonderful change came over him, and that is signed by the nun. Now I have another party here from North Carolina to Our Lady of the Roses. A month ago, my family and I went to Bayside. We made the pilgrimage to honor Our Lady and her beloved son, our Lord Jesus. As we prayed the rosary at Bayside, the red light flashed, indicating the presence of our Lord. I offered him this terrible pain in my left shoulder blade for the poor souls in purgatory. My pain left at that very moment. I've had this rheumatic pain since 1942. My family and I are grateful for the privilege of being on yours and heaven's side, and that is signed. Now I have another letter, and this is from a nun from Natal, South Africa, to Our Lady of the Roses. I am writing this letter full of excitement of what happened last month. I had some rose petals which were sent to me by the distributors at Bayside. I am a nursing sister at the Crooks Hospital, South Coast Natal. I am sharing a room with Sister Zondi. She took ill in May. This illness started with jaundice. Their blood was taken and they discovered she had cancer of the pancreas. She was transferred to King Edward Hospital, Durban, for an operation. In September, after her operation, she became worse. She had she had, there was no illness, had blood transfusion with no effect. The nuns from St. Clair went to see her, and they came back saying there was no hope of her coming back, going to die. I went to see her, and I touched her with the blessed rose petals from Our Lady of the Rose Shrine, and I prayed. I told her to keep this rose petal on her. 2 weeks later, in the middle of September, Sister Zondre was discharged from the hospital and is at home. At the beginning of October, she told me that I should write. She is feeling very well and is completely cured. She told me to write to Our Lady of the Roses and to thank Our Lady for this wonderful cure. I must also thank you, dear fellows of Our Lady of the Roses, for the messages that we have been receiving. And through them, I have learned what our Lord and Our Lady wants us to do. We are trying our best. And I have been passing the messages to others. Although we must say we have resistance from these liberal modernist priests. God bless you all. And that is fine. That's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. In closing, I urgently ask for your prayers and your financial support to help us continue Our Lady's messages on this station. I ask that you pray to our Lord and our Lady and ask them to inspire you as to the amount of the gift. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.